means it is time to break open God's Word in the Psalms in this Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth, which is his own podcast. Go to Podcast Central at EWTN.com or get the EWTN app, which is what I have and listen to all the time. Or if you want to go on Spotify or SoundCloud or iTunes or to listen to the podcast there, go ahead and download the Soulful Psalms and get these short reflections on God's Word every single day. All right. We're going to look at Psalm 29 today. So, of course, Psalm 29 is in Book 1 of the Psalms, Psalms 1 to 41. And this one, all those psalms are attributed to David. So this one was written by David. The prescript is very simple, a psalm of David. Hello, pretty straightforward. We know who wrote this one. All right, a psalm of David. And it starts off, ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly powers. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bow down before the Lord, majestic in holiness. I love this. And so this is one of these psalms again, where, and you're going to hear this as we go through this psalm, David again connecting nature, the natural realm, the created order, with God's power, right? God's majesty. David does this often in the psalms, connect God's power with the natural realm. And this is a beautiful thing, because remember, St. Paul in Romans chapter 1 and Romans chapter 2 says that you can look around at the natural world and you can see God in the things that he has created. Now, we're not talking about pantheism or panentheism. So pantheism is said that God is a rock or a tree or a flower, or God is in, or panentheism, God is in the rock, he's in the tree, he's in, no. Okay? God is in us, in human beings, made in his image and likeness of God, okay? But those things that are alive have a soul. It's not an eternal soul that's going to go on past when those things die. It's not an eternal soul like what we have. But St. Thomas Aquinas said that those things that are alive, plants, animals, things, they have a soul. That's kind of the life. But then those souls end when those things die. They don't go on to eternity. Christ did die on a cross to save animals. He died on a cross to save us. So even in the created things, St. Paul is saying that we can see and recognize God in the things that we see around us. And this is what David does here, long before Paul, of course. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bow down, majestic in holiness, right? So he's encouraging the people that he's writing to in this psalm to remember to humble ourselves before the Lord, right? Don't make the mistake that our first parents did. But they thought they knew better than God. When they tried to put themselves above God. No. Let us humble ourselves before the Lord. And remember what humility is. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Right? That's the key to humility. And he continues, the voice of the Lord upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor. Now, again, you see the connection here with nature, particularly here with water. A couple of interesting thoughts that I have in my heart. First of all, he says the voice of the Lord three times in verses 3 and 4. This voice of the Lord is the spoken word that comes forth from the mouth of God, the word of God. So the word of God would become, in the fullness of time, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But here we just have the word, the voice that emanates from God. And remember in Genesis 1, God the Father speaks the word through the Spirit. Remember Genesis 1, that the Spirit was hovering over the face of the deep and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. So, and then verse 3 says, and God said. So God speaks the word. Through the Spirit, everything comes into being and existence. So what David is doing here is giving honor and praise and recognition of that second person of the Trinity. Obviously, he doesn't say second person of the Trinity because that's not the way they thought back then. But here we see, you know, the primordial understanding of the Trinity, the voice of the Lord, who in the fullness of time will become Jesus Christ, full of power, full of splendor, right? Just like Jesus was, he was full of power, God's power. He's full of splendor because he is God, right? And he manifests that power and that splendor. How? In a relationship of intimate, personal, loving, and life-giving communion. Covenant intimacy that he died on that cross for, to draw us into his very heart, to draw us into his very life. I love that. And he continues, the voice of the Lord shatters cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. You know, I want to get to Lebanon one day. You know, my schedule doesn't allow for it right now, but I've always wanted to get to Lebanon. You know, it's funny because I do so much speaking in the Maronite, right, for the Maronite Catholic churches, especially in Australia, you know, and we're going to be visiting some Maronite parishes in a couple of weeks. I'll be telling you about those events next week on the speaking tour. I'm not doing some Australian speakers, but the Cedars of Lebanon, you know, I've always wanted to see them. They come up a number of times in the scriptures, referencing the Cedars of Lebanon. So I want to go there and see them for myself. But the voice of the Lord shatters those Cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. All right. So the voice of the Lord, he makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. He's talking about these countries leaping and bounding in their joy of the Lord, right? And recognizing God's power, recognizing God's splendor, that they're expressing their joy in reveling in God's power and seeing how God's power is working in those countries, in those communities, right? And so he compares that again to animals. Right, the joy that animals experience.
You know, and we talk about this a lot, but it definitely falls in line with today's psalm of that choosing joy in all circumstances is really where our headspace should be. And I know it's easier said than done. We want to groan. We want, Lord, I don't want to do this, you know. But we go through the things we're going through because he's either using us or he's teaching us something. So like we said a couple days ago, you know, it's either blessing you or bettering you. So that joy helps you to have a good headspace as you're going through that journey.
Yes, that's true. And knowing that joy comes from the Lord, that the joy of the Lord is emanating through you.
Yeah.
You know, you're participating in that. And that's what David is talking about here. So he's talking about how Lebanon and Syria, you know, when they connect themselves and participate deeply in the life of God, there's that joy that they experience. I love that. Verse 7, the voice of the Lord flashes flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. So here, in a kind of allusion to flames of fire, kind of like a forest fire, or maybe even a volcano. You know, he shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. Shakes the wilderness. Maybe an earthquake. The voice of the Lord rends the oak tree and strips the forest bare. In his temple, they all cry, glory. So sometimes we just have to glory in the magnificence of God. When we see his power, like in an earthquake or in a volcano, I mean, things that you can't do anything about. I mean, you can't, you know, this is not Star Trek where they have that thing where they can control the weather. You know, they have these things where, you know, they control the weather on the planet. Well, we can't do that. Okay. Sometimes you just have to marvel at God's power. You know, when you see a tidal wave or you see, and yes, some of this can be destructive, you know, like what David's alluding to here, forest fires or earthquakes or volcanoes or even a tidal wave. You know, but we're not reveling in the destruction that they cause or the havoc that they may inflict. We're reveling at is the awesome power of God. You know, and sometimes he says, in the temple they all cry glory. You know, in the last couple verses here, the Lord sat enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. So the Lord is above the created reality, often called the third heaven. So the first heaven is the earth and everything that's on it, the sky and the dome separated by the firmament. Then the second heaven is space, outer space, the stars and the moon and sun. And then the third heaven is a place where God dwells. So God sits above his all creation. The Lord sits as king forever. We see this very clear in the book of Revelation. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.